The Athletics looking for the four-game sweep of the Yankees on a beautiful Father's Day out in Oakland. Even a few Yankees fans making their way to the West Coast. We pick up the action in the second scoreless game. Matt Holliday facing Jarrell Cotton.
He has 308 career home runs. Maybe 309. That one is launched to left center field, and I do believe it is 309. So 1-0, the Yankees lead on Holliday's 14th home run of the year.
Now the slide step in the pitch, swung on and hit toward Ryan. It's a base hit. He fought it off. Gardner's the third. They're going to wave him home. The throw by Joyce. Here it comes. It's high, and in standing up is Gardner up to second base on the throw is Judge.
Hinder reaches for it, pokes it into right field, a base hit, and that's going to get through and go to the wall. This ball game is tied as Fegley scores and Joyce scores. Center field and deep. And that baby's gone. 4-2 A's lead.
Ninth inning, Gregorius at second base. And now Doolittle delivers, and the pitch is swung on and popped up. Alonso's there, and he makes the catch. The A's sweep a four-game series against the Yankees.
Sean Doolittle with his third save as the Athletics sweep their four-game set against the Yankees, taking the finale 4-3. Jarrell Cotton, the victory, allowed 3 runs and 6 1/3 frames. The Yankees activated Aroldis Chapman off the DL before the game. He pitched a 1-2-3-8. The Yanks, though, have dropped 6 in a row. The Athletics sweep their four-game set against the Yankees. Manager Bob Melvin spoke after.
Yeah, very much so, and that's what we were talking about before the game. Was fighting through whether it's a bad inning, whether it's a big pitch count inning. Today we were down a few guys. We needed them to go a little bit deeper in the game, and to go out in the seventh and get the first out was huge. So, kind of got past what looked like a little bit of a rough patch command wise, settled down, and got us into the seventh inning. It's good. Yeah, and I told him, I go, you got one hitter. He goes, I got the whole inning. I says, you got one hitter. But wanted to go back out there, was very confident. He is a very confident kid. He always thinks, no matter what happens the previous outing, that he's going to go out there and excel and do well, and admire him for that. But, it was big. Yeah, you're going to have some bad days. You look at his overall numbers in 10 games, they aren't bad. Last five haven't been his greatest, but he's always one swing away from putting a couple runs up on the board, and that's what he did for us today. It's a big series, especially for these younger guys, as we were talking about earlier today, too. You know, we did this in 12, and this was the springboard in 12 for us to do what we did. Now, I'm not comparing it to 12. I'm just saying, you know, we had a big series in 12 against these guys, and all the younger guys we had here gained confidence because of it. And if you're a Matt Chapman or a Chad Pinder, you know, guys, Jacob Brugman, guys that are just getting here, to know that you can have a series like this gives you a lot of confidence, not only in yourself, but as a team.
Up next, the A's begin a series against the Astros at home on Monday.